In Lauren Weedman's day job, she's a cast member on Comedy Central's news parody The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. By night, she pokes fun at her mother. On stage, her autobiographical one-woman play is called Homecoming, and in it, Weedman tells the story of her search for her birth mother and of her adoptive mother's unconventional reaction. Weedman told Ann Strainchamps that the character of Sharon, her adoptive mother, is absolutely for real.
Let's see, a good example. Well, for instance, when I first approached her about being curious about other information, about what I was sure that they were sitting on some, you know, giant file of all the information about my birth parents, you know, with photos and essays and videotape. You know, I was sure there's some kind of stockpile of the goods, which is what I, you know, had wanted when I was about around 18 or so. And I asked her about that, and she was very much, it was very much treated like it's a rude thing to say. You know, like it was just sort of bad manners, like, oh, she's bringing up the adoption thing again. You know, like she's in a bad mood.
Can you do a bit from the play, Some of Your Mother?
Yeah. This is the beginning of the show is her dealing with my sister and I. Okay, wait a second. I want to ask you girls something. Don't go away. Lisa, stay right here. What was I doing? I want to show you the Halloween decoration. I want to scoop out the kitty litter. I want to defrost the lamb patties for dinner. And then, oh, that's right. Okay, I wanted to ask you about my will. Come here. All right, Lisa, this won't take too much of your time. Are you real busy? Are you? Oh, okay, I'll try to hurry it along. I didn't know she had such a busy schedule. Okay. Now, girls, I know that you know that your father and I are going on a cruise next month. Well, I don't know whether you realize this or not, but we will be going through the Bermuda Triangle. You know, Lauren, that's not funny. No, it is not. Okay, listen, my point is that I have asked my lawyer if he would add a clause in my will that says if something were to happen to me, that it would be okay with you two if I came back and I visited you after I'm gone. Okay? Lisa? What do you think about that? Huh? And I go on into my sister's and my, you know, response to that.
Did she really ask you that?
She did. She literally, when I was 13, sat us down and was talking about, it was disturbing, you know, at the time that she was very concerned about the fact they were going through the Bermuda Triangle and the fact that, you know, she was putting it in the will, that she was, all this stuff was like, I always thought she was doing this to tease me.
So you said that you'd always known that you were adopted. It was just, you know, part of what you knew when you were growing up. Was it ever an issue in your family at all? I mean, was it any part of your identity within your family?
It was an issue, like, for instance, my body type. I'm fabulous looking now, of course, on radio. But when I was growing up, I definitely had a big weight issue. And I was probably like 40 pounds overweight all through high school. And for some reason, like, that was this thing. And my mother, Sharon, was a ballet teacher, tiny. And the whole family was just sort of like they were a little people. And I come from a more rounded people. And so there was something that was an issue where my mother was like, well, why is it, you know, that I'm feeding her the same foods everyone else is eating and no one else is getting fat from them? You know, like, and that's where they were sure that I was, like, you know, eating bags of brown sugar in the closet and stuff and sticks of butter.
I've also read that in the play, the thing that kind of really stirs up the family is your request to see a picture of your biological mother. Could you do a bit from that scene?
Yeah, certainly. I wanted to ask you about my real mom, if I could. I am your real mom. Okay? All right, well, that was easy. And then, no, you know what I'm talking about? And, Mom, I'm not asking, you know, because it's like some, like, huge trauma or something. It's not. I mean, if anything, I'm proud of it. You know, like at school when we come back from summer vacation and the teacher asks everybody, so what'd you do over your summer vacation? I'm always like, I'm adopted. Just because everyone's like, oh, my God, you know, adopted girl. Can I borrow your pencil, adopted girl? And so it's not like it's a big thing. It's just that everybody at school keeps asking me about it. Like Wendy and Grandma. Well, you know what? Okay, Grandma said you were trying to get medical records for me because you were scared I was inbred or something. I just wondered if maybe you'd gotten those or if maybe you had a picture of my birth mother somewhere that you hadn't shown me because I hadn't. Because I feel like I don't know what I look like. You know what I mean? Like every time I see a picture of myself, I look like this big white squish, you know? And Mom, if you do have a picture of her someplace, I won't obsess on it. I won't always, you know, be walking around all the time with, you know, oh my God, there she is. You know what I mean? Or like building a shrine around it or something. Good morning, hello. You know, I won't be doing that. You know, be like sitting out having a drawer someplace, look at once in a while, no big deal. I just think that whatever information you have, I'd like to know it. So whatever you know, I think I'm ready.
So your mom found her. How did she find her?
She joined this undercover search movement and had this guy that she referred to as her AD, her assistant detective. But he had this whole group that he'd organized, and my mother would meet with him and these other women. I had no idea this was going on, too. Eventually what happened is that my mother, with her AD, her assistant detective, she bribed some guy who worked in a hospital, $500, I think was the amount. Though she's like, I will not tell details, but I'm pretty sure it was that. Bribed him to type our name in the computer. And whatever file it was, her name came right up, like birth mother Diane McQuillan, you know. And so through that, we found her. And my mother, I mean, I was at work, and she called me, and I came home. And you're not supposed to call them directly, you know. You're supposed to have somebody, you're not supposed to call your birth mother directly so you don't freak them out. So you're not like, it's me, you know.
Did you?
And, I didn't know, but my mother had her assistant detective call. And then, once Diane said that it was definitely her and said, yes, we could call her, then we called her.
What was that like?
Immediately after Diane had said yes, that March 5th, 1969, you know, meant something to her, my mom started just going on with all these questions because my mom was writing a book. And so she had all these questions she needed to get answered. You know, like, when was Diane's birthday? You know, when was her parents' birthday? Is there any heart disease in the family? Now, do you tend to be obese? Okay, now, how do you handle that? Okay, now, how many kids do you have? Now, are you fertile? You're not fertile? I mean, my mom was like, boom, boom. Question. And my dad was the one who was like, Sharon, you know, can you give Lauren a chance to maybe talk to her for 1 second? And then I pick up the phone in the other room. My mom's still talking. I can't get a word in edgewise because she's absolutely like, okay, now I'm thinking about the final chapter. I mean, of course, the reunion will be the final chapter, but should we come out there and should we do like a, you know, face-to-face sort of, you know, Oprah Winfrey thing? And then my dad was like the one who got her to actually hang up the phone so I could have one moment just to say hi. And what was it like? I can't even sum it up. It was the most okay. Suddenly, she was such a wonderful person and she is such an amazing person. You realize there's somebody out there that no matter what, that you have this, I'm okay because, I guess, unconditional love feeling. This feeling that these people had loved me since I was born and were sort of waiting for me to come back.
So are you kind of in their family now, or are they part of your family?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got married, and I had, like, my mother was sitting next to my birth mother. And, you know, I have half-brothers and sisters from both my birth father and my birth mother's families. They're not together, but my birth father is the only one that kind of is a little more private. You know, he's not quite so show-offy as my birth mother and I are, because we love telling people. You know, look at me, I'm cashing in on it. I made a play out of it, my God.
You know, I know you you make Sharon funny and eccentric and everything in the play, but that's an amazing thing she did. I can't imagine. I mean, it's one thing for someone who's been adopted, the daughter, to go hunting for her mother, but for her adoptive mother to do it. Doesn't that strike you as an incredible act of love?
Yeah, it does. And then I'm sort of, I get it when I'm away from her, and I'll be like, God, that's so, she's an amazing person. I do the show, every time I do the show, I get this, there's a point in the show where I ask my mother to hang up the phone so I can say hi to Diane for the first time. And when she says, yes, I'll hang up, I always say, thank you. And every time I say thank you, I always in my head, you know, go through like a thank you to her and how much she did. She was pretty amazing. But when you're face to face with her, she's such a goofball that you can't quite, I'll try to tell her, like when she came to see the show for the first time, I was a mess, you know, because I was like, is she going to be upset? Is she going to, I hope that she realizes that this is such an, you know, she's the hero of the show. And the whole time, where I was like, Mother, I just want to tell you, you know, how much, you know, it's meant to me. And I was trying to, you know, honestly tell her how emotional it's been when I do the show sometimes. And the whole time she's just like, well, I can't get over how much I was mentioned in the New York Times. It was like, I was in it more than you, Lauren. And then she was talking about how she was going to sign autographs for people. And I was like, God, she's not, like, hearing me. And my husband was like, no, she hears you. Just like, lay off. You know, like, she's getting it. And she did do an amazing thing. But she doesn't, you know, talk about that too much.
Lauren Weedman's one-woman play is called Homecoming. It just finished its second New York run at the Arclight Theater on the Upper West Side. Lauren spoke with N. Strange Champs.